Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Okay, so you know with yields on savings accounts so embarrassingly low, it's no surprise that many people are turning to alternatives to try to input their assets to work on their behalf. One of the things you might see as you kind of look into cryptocurrencies is that it's possible to earn 16,000% APY when you're willing to stake a token. Huh? This can be tempting, since that's such a high return, of course. Even when you can get 4 to 6% when you stake coins, it still looks better than keeping it in a more traditional savings account. But can you really get such a high yield? Well, yeah, but it depends. Let's take a look at some of the ways investors are using cryptocurrencies to earn a little, or a lot, more on their assets. First of all, what is APY? Annual percentage yield, or APY, represents the annualized return associated with an investment in an asset. In general, APY includes compounding interest, which is interest earned on the interest earned by the principal. The formula for figuring out your annual percentage yield is APY equals 1 plus RN to the nth minus 1. R equals APR of the asset, listed APR. N equals number of compounding periods in the year. When determining APY, part of the formula depends on how often the interest is compounded. With compounding, your earned interest is added to your balance and you earn interest on that interest. So for example, many cryptos compound on a weekly basis. If you put $10,000 into a cryptocurrency offering, an APR of 4.63%, compounding each week, you would end up with APY equals 1 plus 0.0463 divided by 52 to the 52nd power equals 1.0474. Next, multiply that number by how much you put in to get your final balance at the end of the year. So, $10,000 times 1.047 equals $10,474. So, you've earned $474 in interest. The more often the investment compounds, the more you earn in a year. For example, that same $10,000, if compounded quarterly instead of weekly, ends up offering $471 in interest. It's a little bit less, but over time, it can make a big difference. When you start seeing bigger yields in crypto, there are a few things that play into it, including what you receive for various actions. Additionally, don't forget that most yields are paid out in crypto, so when the value of a crypto moves higher, the annual yield does as well. How to earn APY using crypto? There are different ways to earn APY with cryptocurrencies: staking, crypto lending, yield farming. While there are other methods of seeing returns through crypto, these are some of the most popular methods that are likely to result in what appears to be a higher APY. Staking. One of the most popular ways to earn APY using crypto is through a process of staking. Basically, you buy into a token and you receive rewards for holding on to it. Staking works especially well with proof-of-stake networks, where stakeholders verify the transactions on the network. You commit your coins to the network, and you're chosen as a validator based on how many tokens you have committed. When you stake, you're taking your crypto out of circulation. You can earn rewards just for having it there, and you can potentially earn even more if your stake allows you to be chosen as a validator. Staking can seem like you're seeing a huge APY because, depending on the network, you could end up getting a big return in the token you're using. Whenever you stake, you're paid out in the crypto. There are a number of projects that promise huge returns. One is Kronos DAO, which aims to build out a decentralized finance DeFi structure. They hope to use cross-chain alliances and grow the community. And if you get in and stake, you could see an APY of 20,000,000%. But that includes the number of coins you get from the project. So you'll get a bunch of tokens, but whether they'll be worth much of anything is another question. Some tokens offer daily rewards when you stake. For example, Let's say you decide to stake a token that offers daily rewards and do so at 9.7% APY. If you have 10,000 tokens, you'd figure out your daily reward by using the formula. Daily yield equals number of tokens staked times APY divided by 365. So you could say daily yield equals 10,000 times 0.097 divided by 365 equals 2.66. For that day, 2.66 tokens would be added to your wallet, and the next day, your new token amount would be based on your new coin total. As you can see, it can start to add up. And if the cryptocurrency actually increases in value, then you could see a much higher return. You can stake crypto by using an exchange or by going directly to the blockchain. For example, if you stake crypto through a centralized exchange like Coinbase, you'll get a lower APY because Coinbase is actually staking the crypto and distributing rewards after taking its cut. By connecting a wallet directly to a project, you can buy tokens from an approved exchange, usually decentralized, and then stake those coins with a project. You're more likely to earn bigger APYs when you stake directly with a project. Crypto lending. Another option is to lend your crypto to others. When you lend your crypto, the borrower pays you interest and eventually returns the principal. So, you could potentially see big returns by letting others use your crypto to meet their own goals. When getting involved with crypto lending, look for a reputable platform. There are some lending platforms that are decentralized and make use of smart contracts to execute agreements. You can also find centralized platforms that facilitate these transactions. However, as you might expect, going to a decentralized platform is more likely to result in a higher overall return. Yield farming. Finally, with yield farming, you use your crypto to generate more crypto by contributing to a liquidity pool. For example, you can look into decentralized exchanges like Uniswap and then agree to let your tokens be used to provide liquidity for the exchange. Your APY comes from your share of fees charged by the exchange to complete transactions, as well as any potential yield that's offered by the exchange. Some successful yield farmers shift around between marketplaces and exchanges, looking for the best returns for their crypto. Why are crypto APYs so high? When trying to figure out what kind of crypto APY you can get, understand that the numbers can appear inflated because of how your tokens are awarded. Remember, returns and rewards are paid in crypto. When you see an APY of 9% or 500% or 16,000%, remember that you receive your interest in tokens, not in fiat currency. Let's say you've got 16,000% on a token and you stake 10,000 of that token. If your returns are compounded daily, you might get 4,383.56 tokens. Okay, cool. But if that token is worth $0.0007, then you received $3.07 worth of the cryptocurrency. That's nothing to sneeze at, and probably more than you'd get from a savings account, but it doesn't necessarily translate to vast riches. Projects can offer a high APY because they can issue as many tokens as they want. Any project, DAO, or blockchain can claim to offer high rewards because they can issue as many tokens as they want. While there are some projects that are capped or deflationary in nature, they can still issue tokens based on the protocol, whatever that happens to be. So, even in those cases, it's possible for them to issue a large number of coins to those who become involved early. Fees received can make a difference. Your overall APY can also be influenced by fees you receive when you lend your crypto or if you use yield farming. You can see what looks like a higher APY if there are more transactions in a liquidity pool and you receive your share of the fees, which can boost your returns and make them appear higher. Watch out for scams. Don't forget to watch out for those scams. They're everywhere. In some cases, little-known projects can promise huge APYs. This has the effect of increasing demand and pumping up the price as people buy the coins and then attempt to stake them. Then, the scammers can potentially sell their tokens while the price is high and then just disappear. After that, the value of the cryptocurrency crashes, and you're stuck with tokens that are pretty much worthless. Bottom line, while you can potentially get higher, better returns with cryptocurrencies than with a traditional savings account, don't let massive APY promises trick you into thinking that you'll end up with thousands of dollars in passive income. Unless you put in a lot to begin with, you might still not receive huge returns, even with a high APY. Realize, too, that all of your returns will be in the form of cryptocurrency. If the value of the crypto falls dramatically, you could potentially lose money, even if you've been earning a high APY. Yep, a lot of questions to ask, a lot of ways to get into cryptocurrency. You can find out all about DeFi, CeFi, and everything about crypto at cultivemoney.com. Thank you so much for stopping by today and listening and downloading. Please subscribe, share this with a friend, get involved, do something cool with cryptocurrency. You can find out more again at cultivemoney.com. Also, just search for Cult of Money on virtually any social media you have. We're probably there. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you again real soon.